Exclusive: Ted Cruz dismantles wildly partisan border bill media uses to claim Harris is strong on border. By Hannah Knudsen on August 28, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris is not interested in securing the southern border. And the wildly partisan border bill the establishment media keeps pointing to as an example of Harris's so-called commitment to border security would do nothing of the sort. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily. Cruz called out Harris for still failing to hold a press conference or sit down for an interview, although the latter is supposed to happen this week. And now, the establishment media is going to bat for her, bizarrely asserting that she is for a border wall. They are trying to pretend she is not the single most liberal senator during her time in the Senate. They're trying to run away from every policy she has embraced. So one of the first things she did is supported Donald Trump's No Taxes on Tips legislation. By the way, in the Senate, I'm the author of the No Taxes on Tips legislation. Now suddenly, for the first time ever, Kamala Harris wants to cut taxes. On the border wall, suddenly, Kamala Harris is for building the wall. By the way, my opponent, Colin Allred, is doing the exact same campaign as Kamala Harris. He is hiding in Joe Biden's basement. He does almost no media interviews, he said, noting it has been 63 days since his opponent has done a press conference. He doesn't answer questions, he said, noting that Allred and Harris do it for the same reason. They do it because they cannot defend their record. They cannot defend their open borders record. They cannot defend their record of supporting defunding the police. And so they don't want to answer questions. They want to let the corporate media carry their water for them. And so I think it's incumbent on the rest of us to focus on the facts. To focus on that Kamala Harris has opposed the wall over and over and over again. She has been the border czar for 4 years. Colin Allred has voted for Kamala Harris's open borders over and over and over again. And sadly, Mike, we know the corporate media will repeat their lies because they want to deceive the voters, he said, dismantling the border deal that Democrats continue to talk about. It was an absolutely terrible bill. It was a wildly partisan bill that was drafted by Chuck Schumer, and it was designed to make the border crisis worse, Cruz said, laying out some of the realities of that legislation. So here are the facts of what was in that bill. Number 1, it codified catch and release. It put into federal law Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's lawless policy of catch and release. It also put into law that illegal immigrants would be given immediate work permits. It also put into law that illegal immigrants would be given taxpayer-funded attorneys. It gave billions of dollars to sanctuary cities and the non-governmental organizations that are assisting the human traffickers. And the very worst part about the bill, it normalized 5,000 illegal immigrants a day, he said, adding greater perspective to that figure as it would amount to 1.8 million illegal immigrants a year, every year, in perpetuity. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, August 28, 2024. Cruz noted that the lead author of the bill, Senator Chris Murphy, DCT, admitted it never seals the border. Chris Murphy said this bill never seals the border. It never closes the border. He was being honest. That's why Kamala Harris says she supports it, because she wants to put into law her open border policies. Contrast that, Mike, with what Donald Trump did in office. When Donald Trump was president, I worked hand in hand with him to secure the border. And we achieved incredible success, so much so that by the end of Trump's first term in office, we had produced the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years, the Texas senator explained. That's what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Colin Allred inherited, was the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years. They deliberately broke the border, put in catch and release, and the numbers skyrocketed to what we have now, the highest rate ever recorded, Cruz added. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.